Australia has been experiencing a sustained cyber attack for quite a while, according to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. And whilst the cyber attacks have only been recently publicly acknowledged, the intensity and prolonged length of them is quite concerning. Australian citizens and businesses have been warned to buckle up in preparation and what they can do for protection against cyber attacks in the future. Joining us now on The Daily is Dr. Mahmoud El-Kador, a lecturer in information and communication technologies at the Central Queensland University, to explain just what is going on in Australia's cybersphere. Good morning, Mahmoud.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, to start off, what do we actually know about the cyber attacks that have been happening recently?
So what we know about this cyber attack is it's a state-sponsored. What do you mean by state-sponsored? There's a foreign government to be believed to be behind this attack. So this is not someone, you know, a kid sitting at home hacking into systems. These are actors with capabilities at a state level, with funding, with technological capability that are able to launch this attack. And the point is, this is not new. This has been happening for some time, the attack. And we're still not sure why the PM chose this time to announce this attack. By checking the advisory, so this is where they post the government posted the recent attack. I could see three systems were identified, which I wrote about in my article, were targeted this attack. But the point is, for this attack to happen, before they happen, the attackers will launch something we call reconnaissance attack. It's a French word. So this is when, think of it, stalking.
Okay.
So when you learn about the attacker to see where is the weak points into the system before you attack. Yeah, so this is the nature of the attack.
And is there such thing as a covert cyber attack?
The covert cyber attack are just simply the normal type of standard attack, but they are using the COVID-19 situation because people are more now using online system. They are more prone to phishing via emails. So it's not something new, but perhaps the frequency of it has increased.
And is there any means of detecting such an attack?
So the standard protections still apply, which is make sure you are using the latest software. You are patching your software, you downloaded the latest update, you have a proper antivirus running in there, enable multi-factor authentication. We know that, see, this is when you log into, let's say, Facebook or your Gmail or whatever system you use, and then you have to put a code which will be generally sent to you via SMS. This is two-factor authentication.
That two-step,
So all of this together will help strengthen the, of course, as well, you know, you should never open phishing emails. As a general or golden rule, banks or government institutions will never ask for personal data via email, or they will never ask you to change your password and they provide you a link. If they are asking to provide some information, you will have to go yourself to the browser and type, let's say, www.bankxmail, and then log in and do whatever you want. They will never include or embed the URL of that organization in the email. So this is some of the protections of the prevention mechanism we can follow.
That's really important advice. And when the headlines came across about these cyber attacks, it's kind of normal for people listening to be a little concerned or worried. Is there a reason for the average Australian or anyone listening to be worried?
I wouldn't be too concerned, because the state attack is actually targeting what we call infrastructure. So they're not after small businesses. While they could find them as a weak point, they can do that. But by following the step I just mentioned, it should be enough. And also by visiting the advisory and looking at the type of system that were identified as vulnerable and doing the proper patching will be a good thing to do by businesses. For example, one of them is IIS server, which is used to host websites. If a business, so could be a very simple question that can a business put to their IT guy. Are we using IIS to host our website? If yes, can you please make sure it's patched to the last update?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a really good example of how Australian businesses can better protect themselves.
Well, how can they can other other technique that should or other plans that should plan for it is what we call a continuity plan, which is and this plan ensure that the personal record, customer database, network configuration are backed up, are protected, and they can be restored in an event of a cyber attack or in an event of, you know, an earthquake happening or, you know, a fire happening. If anything gone can go wrong, what is our backup plan? Do we have, you know, the customer database backed up somewhere where I can restore them quickly? So it's always a good to start this conversation and maintain what we call a continuity or a backup and restoration plan.
Absolutely, and that's wonderful advice. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us and letting us know what we can do.
My pleasure. Thank you.